Our High Calling. Words that bring sunshine and joy. October 15th. Let your speech be alway with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Colossians 4, verse 6. The talent of speech was given to be used for the benefit of all. Pleasant, cheery words cost no more than unpleasant, moody words. Sharp words wound and bruise the soul. In this life, everyone has difficulties with which to wrestle. Everyone meets with grievances and disappointments. Shall we not bring sunshine instead of gloom into the lives of those with whom we come in contact? Shall we not speak words that will help and bless? Such words will be just as verily a blessing to us as to those to whom they are spoken. Parents, allow no fault-finding in your home. Teach your children to speak pleasant words, words that will bring sunshine and joy. Angels are not attracted to a home where discord reigns. Bring practical godliness into the home. Prepare yourselves and your children for entrance into the city of God. Angels will be your helpers. Satan will tempt you, but do not yield. Do not speak one word of which the enemy can take advantage. Day by day, we are sowing seeds for the future harvest. We cannot be too careful of the seed we sow by our words. Often, words are carelessly spoken and forgotten. But these words, for good or ill, will bring forth a harvest. Sow one unkind, harsh word, and this seed, finding soil in the minds of the hearers, will spring up to bear fruit after its kind. Sow one seed in loving, gentle, Christ-like words, and it will bring you rich returns. Let us guard ourselves, lest we speak words that are not a blessing, but a curse. If we sow wheat, we shall reap wheat. If we sow tares, we shall reap tares. And the harvest, whether of wheat or of tares, will be sure and abundant. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, verse 7. The harvest is sure. No frost shall blight it, no palmer worm destroy it. God calls upon his children to guard their words.